You're listening to the Straight Talk Podcast with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. The Voice of Gospel Radio. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We appreciate you as always. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to the podcast. We would love to have you get weekly shows, laugh a little bit, get a little bit of information, and just enjoy the podcast that's taking over the nation. In these challenging days, staying safe is a high priority. Either you're trying to be healthy or keeping your family safe. Try Jaguar Self-Defense. At Jaguar, you can use the training you learned the same day. Training ages range from 5 to 70, so your family can train together. Jaguar has classes Monday through Saturdays, and the session doesn't last no more than an hour, and they're very affordable. Jaguar Self-Defense has great training classes like Police Officer, Kyle McGrath, Kali, IDS, and also Jaguar Self-Defense trainers can help better your church security and provide private training for your business. If you're looking for a good workout and learn to keep you, your family, and your community safe, come by Jaguar Self-Defense, where their motto is, where you can get in shape and go home safe.
As a mom, it's hard to find time to shop for the styles you like, and during these days and times, retail therapy just isn't the same. If you're like me and you're looking for an online shopping experience without the hassle of returns and sending your hard-earned money to someone that you don't know or trust, check out Beloved Boutique. Beloved Boutique is a mid-Missouri-based online boutique supplying the latest trends that fit you no matter your size. Jackets and outerwear, accessories, shoes, and newest styles that fit your fashion needs. Beloved Boutique has fast shipping so you can have your look in days. And yes, you can reach the owner with the everyday prices that make shopping affordable. So go to shopbelovedboutique.com. I'm shopping right now. And if there's something for me, I'm sure that there's something for you at Beloved Boutique.
Lee, what kind of music do you like?
Real up-to-date gospel music that allow me to
Queens, it's time to cross over.
Here we go.
Today I'm folding my hands over you. Shed a few tears and thank God for you. See, I tried giving love in the past, but I guess he was saving best for last. Oh, God, just show it out.
Showing off.
If I live right, so I'ma sip this tea and get my dress right. Netflix and chill out, ain't it sweet? He'll bless you too if you just believe. We cuddled up like 3 degrees. Look at what the Lord has done for me.
I remember when this song came out, and I was like, oh, is this gospel? Can I play this on the church van when we drive up to the guest churches? Because I don't need the saints looking at me like I'm crazy. And come to find out, it was gospel, and I had everybody hooked on like bonus.
Yo, give me one for Aretha.
Today I'm folding my hands over you. Shed a few tears and thank God for you. See, I tried giving love in the past, but I guess he was saving.
Saves the best for last.
Oh, God, just show it out.
That's the way he does it.
Just Mary.
Yeah. Forrest Gump, church pew, and some chocolate. Drippy in my times, I'm so awkward lit. Fairy tales, wishing wells. Hit the best sea and switch it well. I'm around my world, equate. Why we on these doorsteps, newspaper? If you tell your mama I'm a church dude, she'll let me slide through the crib like a house shoe.
Today I'm folding my hands over you. Shed a few tears and thank God for
thank
you. See, I tried.
You tried. He's always covering you. He saves the best for last. Don't worry about the past. Celebration is last.
Welcome to Straight Talk with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. The Voice of Gospel Radio. On this day that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, y'all, the countdown, man. The countdown is on.
You know, I know here in the state of Missouri that they do not have early voting. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get up, get your things together, start lining it up for November 3rd. Get ready to go vote. Get ready to go vote. Over 30 million early votes has been cast. Over 30 million votes in this country has already been cast. And man, we're going to be on it, man. It's great to see those numbers coming in, but you know, it's all important that you right here in the state of Missouri and all other states that don't have early voting to make sure that you mark your calendar, put it on, circle it November 3rd, get up, polls open in 7 a.m., get up and go, find your time, put your mask on, take your hand sanitizer, do what you got to do, but go vote. It's very important to go vote. Vote for your state legislator, your state governor, whatever it is going on in your state, you vote for that. And then you also vote for the federal stuff like the president and all that other good stuff. But most importantly, cast your vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I don't personally, I don't care who you vote for. I just want you to go use your right as an American citizen and go vote. It's very important to do that. But we've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to talk. We got a book that's coming out. That is out already. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to dive into that. Then we also have a ministry. Yeah, that's right. Ministry that's going on. We have a friend of the show who's going to be on to discuss some of those things. And man, I can't wait to get into all of these things with y'all today. It's going to be a nice, beautiful, got some music, man, and kind of kick the show off with a little different tone. Same kind of vibe, a little different tone. I'm always kicking the show off with Lecrae. So tried to change it up with a little bit of Sir the Baptist today, y'all. So hope y'all enjoyed it. But Straight Talk is going to be great today, man. I'm telling you, you sit back, relax. Thanks to our partners who partner with the podcast, Beloved Boutique and also Jaguar Self-Defense. You hear more about them later on, and then you hear a lot more about the podcast. But we got some announcements coming in. We got a lot of great things going on today right here on Straight Talk. So just sit back, relax. Turn your radios up, turn your podcast up, or hit your smart speaker and tell them, hey, put that boy on, that boy that be playing that Straight Talk, that boy that be talking that Straight Talk right there, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. The Voice of Gospel Radio. Or you can just say, hey, Alexa, play The Voice of Gospel Radio. And then there it is right there. Or Google, play The Voice of Gospel Radio. And there you go right there all day, every day. Right here with you. Every time you need it, and anytime you need it, that's what the podcast is there for. Anytime you need an uplift or you need something to just get your spirit going, just say, play The Voice of Gospel Radio. And there you go with Ricardo Montgomery. All right, see y'all in a little bit. Straight Talk begins right now.
Yeah, I know it's been a little while, but I gotta let them know. Yeah. If you ever been down, opportunity to grow. Yeah. Opportunity to grow. I know you having trouble understanding it. Yeah. If you trust in God, he got his hands in it. Hands in it. I promise he'll protect you like his lamb in it. He don't get the glory if the man did it. No. You gotta stand with him. I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Life gets hard and it feels like it's no way out. Yeah. Promise if you just keep going, it'll all work out. Yeah, cause that's my God. He won't let you go by fire. All you need to know right now, he gon' pick you up, give you love right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All I want isn't all I need. Give me God, because
everything I am, I'm trading. Got my life in your hands, all my plans, cause I'm trading what's good for me, cause you're good for me.
I know it's been a while, but I gotta tell the truth. Throwing away my old ways, something that I gotta do. I gotta get the power from the source. That's the only way to stay the course. For sure, I know that he's a cure. In every situation, you give me peace. Don't gotta be afraid, cause you're in the lead.
I know, I know, I know.
That'll never be the same, cause you set me free, yeah.
my guy. He won't let you go by far. All you need to know right now, he gon' pick you up, give you love right now, yeah. All I want isn't all I need. Give me God, because
everything I am, I'm training. Got my life in your hands. All my plans, cause I'm training. What's good for me, cause you're good for me. Everything I am, I'm training. Got my life in your hands. All my plans, cause I'm training. What's good for me, cause you're good for me. Everything I am, I'm training.
God started revealing this revelation. I had to upgrade the title. It's going to be Trading Faith. It's going to take you trading where you put your faith. And what we have to do, which is a very scary thing for people, is take our trust out of what's gotten us here and now put it, trade it for the presence of what God wants to do in our life. Trading faith is changing the faith that got you here for the faith that will take you there. Where is there? Your prophetic promise. Where is there? You walking in purpose. When my anger's about to go crazy, I don't run to a bottle. That's what I used to trust. That's what got me here. I don't run to money and being a workaholic. That's what I used to trust. That's where I used to put my faith. I don't even run to my husband or wife because they are not the source. They are just a resource. I am trading where I used to go, and I'm putting it in the one who can actually heal me.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Straight Talk with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. the voice of Gospel Radio. Like I said before, early in the show, we have a great guest coming in today for you. And on the line with us right now on the Jaguar Self-Defense call line is our friend. You may know his wife. His wife is Pastor Rachel Wilson. She's been on the show a couple of times. But on the line with us right now is Pastor Ronald Wilson. How you doing today? And welcome to Straight Talk.
I am blessed. I'm blessed. Thank you so much, Ricardo, and Straight Talk. Thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you for this platform. Also, thank you for inviting my wife. She certainly enjoyed herself with you for a couple of times. She was on the platform, Straight Talk. So, doing good, sir, and hope you are.
Oh, yeah, we're doing blessed over here. And I tell you, man, you got some great things going on. But first, I want to let the folks know who you are. So just give them a rundown of a little bit of your background. I know it's a long list, so I wouldn't want to hold them up too long, but just a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a quick synopsis again. My name is Ronald Wilson. I'm the pastor of Kingdom Vision Life Center. My wife alongside pastors with me. We're pastoring in the city of, the great city of Greensboro, North Carolina. And we've been in Greensboro about 13, 14 years, maybe. I'm originally from Wilmington, North Carolina, but we relocated and launched here in Greensboro. And I'm a father, a proud husband. I am a life coach, a mentor, an author, and the list goes on. And that's a small synopsis in a nutshell, but that there you have it.
I hear. Now, so everybody out there, y'all stop and pay attention now, because this man, he got a long list now. So if you got questions or anything going on, you might want to listen up so you can get down some of this information. Reach out to him, or if you want to check out a service that you want to see him online or whatever, we'll help you get there too. So, but first, we're going to jump into it, man. You got this new thing going on over there that's helping a lot of brothers out. Could you tell us the name of it first, and then we'll get into how it was birthed.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Yeah, brothers of my heart, the name of this platform the Lord has given us is Ministry. That's ministry spelled with an E instead of an I, M-E-N-I-S-T-R-Y, Ministry. And it's certainly helping a lot of brothers. God has blessed us and graced us to be able to be a voice to start this ministry to help a whole lot of folks just come in and just let loose.
Now, what I like is I like the name, so I'm going to get to that in a minute. But first, I just got to know, how was this thing birthed? Like, how did the Lord bless you when starting this?
Well, great question. I believe the Lord gave me a burden for men, because it's very rarely where men can express express themselves, and certainly it's very rarely for a group of men to get together and share, because women are really known to be the expressor of the relationship, the expressor of human life, period. But men, I believe, internalize a lot of things and don't know how to express. And men have emotions too, even though women are the emotional beings primarily, and men are mostly logical thinkers. I had a burden for just a place where men can get together and just share and talk and not be judged.
Now, that's great. That's great. Now, you just made me stumble right there, because there's so many things I want to ask right now. But I'm gonna ask the next thing, and then I'm gonna get into some more of the stuff that I really want to get into, because you hit the head. Because men and women are different. And I remember a sermon from T.D. Jakes was talking about the difference between men and women, how men are inwardly and women are outwardly, which is I mean, nailed on the head, because sometimes that women look for certain things out of men that they don't even take time out. Sometimes they don't take time out to really understand that man, because you can get more out of him if you let him be what he needs to be. But I'm rambling on about something. But tell me more about this. When do you have the sessions? And could brothers who are not in your area, how can they be a part of it?
Well, ministry right now is every first and third Sunday. I believe it is at 6:30, every first and third Sunday via Zoom platform. But I feel an impression, because we only in our, I think, our third, I believe, session, but I feel the need to launch it on Facebook Live. We launched it on Zoom simply because we had more of an exclusive, private kind of feeling per se, even though it wasn't private. It was for the locals. But now I believe I feel an impression to open it up to Facebook Live, for any male figure anywhere in the world could come on and be a part. So right now it's on Zoom Live. Zoom on first and third Sundays at 6:30. You have to probably go to our website, kingdomtodaygso.com, to get the social links and to be able to join us right now. But eventually, coming up real soon, it's going to be on Facebook Live, where everyone can view it.
Amen. Now, y'all keep that in your back pocket. But you know, this thing has been through its ups and downs. So tell us, you know, you launched it, and now you launched it before. So tell us about, you know, some of the things that you had to deal with. And because every ministry with the eye has its ups and downs. So tell me, how did you go right through getting this, you know, working it and now bringing it back?
As far as the first initial launch of ministry, MEN, we launched it some years ago, and at the time, I was I am now as well, but I was being pulled in so many directions that when I started a thing, I want to be dedicated and faithful to it and loyal, but I was pulled in so many directions that I felt that I had to shave some things away, and unfortunately, ministry was one of them. And I shaved that off just to try to slim some things that was pulling at me. But now, here currently, I felt a strong, strong need, and not just feeling a need. Many men were asking me, when will ministry relaunch? Because they needed just somewhere to vent, somewhere to talk, somewhere to share. And because I felt the pull on the asking, the hunger of it, I wasn't pushed by that, but it did get my attention, because I've learned in over the years of pastoring that people will ask for something and then fall off. They'll start with you, but then fall off. So I did consider their hunger and their asking, but upon prayer, of course, I relaunched it here now.
That's a blessing, I'm so glad. I'm sure many men are happy to have it back. Let me ask you this, and this is something where I'm looking for you to teach towards some of the women that's listening to the show.
Okay.
So y'all listen up on this one, because, you know, if they're married or dating or have a son who, you know, maybe sometimes they can't relate to, what's something that you can tell women to help them, maybe drive their spouse or their boyfriend or their son to come visit, or come in and sit in on a session of ministry?
Well, I certainly will encourage every woman, whether you're a single woman with no children, a single woman with children, a wife, or whoever you are, I encourage you to be a part of ministry, just to listen to how men think and to listen in, especially if you have a son. Definitely plug him in to be connected with ministry. But on the woman's perspective, just to plug in to listen to how men think, because a lot of times men and women, and especially even in marriage, I bump heads because we all think differently. Sometimes we try to box someone in to think just like we think, and there's so many. One of the greatest reasons for divorce is misunderstanding. Some people just don't understand. Women just sometimes don't understand men. Men don't understand women. But we can come together and learn how each other thinks. And this is what ministry platform is. If a woman comes in to join and to listen on, especially when we go Facebook Live, I can't stop whoever from listening, but on Zoom it's totally for men, but Facebook Live, anybody can listen, even women. So I really encourage the women to hear how men think, to see that sometimes they may be married and maybe may feel like, it's my husband that's acting this way, why my husband? No, most men, you would be able to see, Lord, that's just not my husband. All of them think like that. it's just the vibe and the group of men.
Yeah, I mean, because I know that I know a lot of women that, you know, can say like, well, I don't understand why he do this or why would he do that? And this can be that avenue to help them like get a better understanding so that there is less miscommunication and you can really understand. Because men we're more so body language type people, you know. If something's bothering us, we kind of just want to keep it to ourselves and the body language is show. Women would talk it out. It's kind of funny how the difference in the two, but this is a great platform, and I hope that not only the men, because you know, a lot of men, sometimes we do put that thing, which is I'm sure that you probably will discuss that word pride. How can you help a man who uses that pride? You know, because you know, growing up, you know, you hear all these things and men don't do this and men don't do that. And you begin to, you don't know you have this thing called pride in front of you, and that's blocking you from being able to release some of the stuff that's on your heart.
Well, absolutely. Pride is, wow. That's one of the points of life. All in life is three points. That is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And pride is certainly that hidden piece, because it's hidden inwardly. And pride, we as men, we've learned it and we were taught it from a very, very young age. We have fall down and scrape our knee and blood can be running down to our ankle and somebody tell us, suck it up, don't cry, take it like a man. Or we could be trying to carry a box or a table that's too heavy for us and about to break our back. And somebody come in and say, Let me help you with that. You want a hand with that? You would, no, I got it. You know, so just trying to be a man, I think the definition of man was given to us in a false sense, and it shaped our mind, and it helped advance pride in our life. And pride is certainly the thing that cast Satan, even when he was Lucifer, out of heaven. He just was filled up with pride, even though he was this beautiful angelic being. He just wanted more, and his pride tried to advance him over the throne and take over the throne of God, but he was certainly cast out. So pride in men is certainly here today, and it could be the thing that stopped people from reaching out, well, men from reaching out and opening up, asking for help, saying they need this and they're in this predicament. So that's definitely, you hit that on the head. Pride is certainly a big piece.
Yeah, and this, I'm sure there's a lot of other things that comes into these discussions with the men, and also, like you said, even some women that wants to listen into it. These are things that, and I also think that women it may be a good platform for women to listen to also, because women have their ideal, especially if you, in these days and times when you're raised by a single mother, if you're a female and you're raised by a single mom, she's going to push her ideal of what a man is onto that woman. And then if that man who's raised by a single mom takes his ideal of what a man should be from his mom, there's no man there to really balance that out to say, no, this is not what a man can do or that. So I'm sure there's a lot of subjects, man, that you can really get into. And this is something that I think all men, even myself, I'm sitting there right now, like, yeah, I'm gonna hop in the next session myself, because there's things
we welcome you.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that men just need help on, and I'm so blessed that you have this for men. And I would encourage all the men that's listening to the show and the women that's listening to the show, please go check this out. Give them the information one more time where they can go, and right now, I know you're going Facebook Live soon, but if they wanted to hop in on the first Sunday in November, where can they go to be able to hop in and get a listen to the ministry with the E, not the I?
Yes, sir. Well, we're trying right now to filter all of those that come on, especially during this exclusive season of it. And when I say filter, we have to go through, Ministry with Ronald Wilson on Facebook and just answer a couple of questions right now. And then someone will just approve you in on that based on your question, your answers of your question. And then at this particular time, until it goes Facebook Live, you can just probably go to that ministry, get approved on there on Facebook, Ministry with Ronald Wilson, and then we will contact you, give you the Zoom meeting ID and everything that you need to get on. But stay tuned and listen out, because again, within the next, I don't know, 2-3 sessions, we're going to open it up. This gate wide open to Facebook Live, where everybody can come on. But you can also go to KingdomTodayGSO.com and find out more information on that.
All right. And anytime, if anybody just want to come here, you know, put that word out there, you know, throw that word out on the Sunday, where can they go? Where can they go and find that?
Well, we have, of course, Sunday services. We have, me and my wife, we've been teaching a marriage class for the past, oh my goodness, I don't know, 15 years. And our marriage class is called Marriage on the Rocks. And a lot of people hear that terminology and they feel like your marriage is in trouble, which the world view that as it is. But our rocks, and our marriage on the rocks, our rocks are not trouble, but our rocks are principles. And we state that if you build your marriage on these principles, your marriage is sure to last. But we have that class at 12 o'clock every Sunday. And then we have our afternoon celebration class at 1:15 every Sunday on Facebook Live. And that's Kingdom Vision Life Center, Facebook Live. Marriage class at 12 o'clock. Then we have a 1:15 session every Sunday. And then on Tuesday night, we have Word Study at 7:30. On that Facebook Live Kingdom Vision Life Center as well. So that's three sessions in 1 week. Every week we have three sessions: marriage class, celebration class, and then word study on Tuesday.
Amen. We'll make sure we get that out there, and then we'll stay in touch with this ministry with the E. I tell you, man, I am looking forward to it, man. Maybe when I get on there, and maybe you let me get on there and talk a little bit about some of this stuff, man, because I had a long discussion with my wife about being a man and those ideals, breaking those ideals of folks and those things, man. So I look forward to hopping on the next one, man, because I want to hear some of these things from some of these brothers, man. I look forward to it.
Well, I tell you what, you're certainly welcome, and we just got to hook up, because that's the great thing about ministry. There, it's an open platform. I do a lot of teaching, but I also open the floor for men to discuss different things. They ask questions. They give wisdom, suggestions, comments. It's not just me straight teaching, but some sessions are me teaching for 10, 15, 20 minutes straight, and then I open up platform. And so we'd love to have you, man. Just connect with me, and we'd love to have you, because I'm sure you got some things God has blessed you with, some words of wisdom to share, to be a blessing to these brothers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Pastor, man, I thank you so much, man. We appreciate you taking time out your busy schedule to come in and talk with us today. Hey, y'all, listen, if you missed any part of this interview, go back, get this podcast when it's hot off the presses. As soon as the show's over, go get this podcast and listen to what this man had to say. If you missed any parts, we'll get back to more straight talk. Pastor, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Man, God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for having me, Ricardo. Straight talk has been a blessing. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
No problem, man. We're going to get to more. We got some more music lined up for you, and we got another guest coming in shortly on Straight Talk. We'll be back after this.
Chicago, stand up.
Clap your hands like this.
It's your family member, Charles Jenkins.
Woo! Clap your hands like this.
And we don't stop. I'm with my brothers.
Clap your hands like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Kinsmen. Let's go.
I've seen storms. I've seen rain. I've seen joy. I've seen pain. I've seen good. I've seen bad. I've seen happy. I've seen sad. When I see where I've come, when I see where I am, when I think of where I could be,
hallelujah,
I'm so grateful for where he's brought me.
Let's go.
I made it.
Woo!
I never should have got this far. If you made it,
I'm so happy.
Clap your hands like this. I made it. I never should have got this far. If you made it, say, oh, I made it. I never should have got this far. If you made it,
nobody but Jesus.
Clap your hands like this. I made it. I never should have got this far. If you made it, say, oh, I've been right. I've been wrong. I've been strong, I've been up, I've been down, I've been on the mountain, I've been on the ground.
Testify.
When I see where I've come, when I see where I am, when I think of where I could be, I'm so grateful for where he's brought me.
Let's go!
I made it.
Woo!
I never should have got this far. If you made it, clap your hands like this. I made it.
Never should have, never.
I never should have got this far. If you made it, say, oh, I made it.
Talk back.
I never should have got this far. If you made it,
it's a part of y'all.
Clap your hands like this. I made it.
Talk to him.
You don't know like I know what he's done for me. You can't tell it like I can.
Give me some space.
This is my story. God's been good to me, say. God's been good to me, say. God's been good to me. I made it.
Woo-hoo!
I never should have got this far. If you made it.
Where y'all at?
I never should have got this far. If you made it, say, oh, I made it.
Got so much joy.
I never should have got this far. If you made it.
When I think of his goodness.
Clap your hands like this. I made it.
All that he's done for me.
I never should have got this far. If you made it.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
You never should have got this far if you made it.
And his praise.
Clap your hands like this. I made it.
Shall continually be in my mouth.
I never should have got this far if you made it.
That was the Kinsmen with I Made It. I Made It. Yes, sir. I love that song, man. I'm so blessed to be able to have those guys as friends of the show. Please support the friends that support us. Please support the friends that support us. Real quick, City Church has moved from their location on Ash Street to 2102 North Garth. And the service times has also changed from 5 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Sundays. If you want to check them out online, you can go to the Robbie Morris Facebook page. As the City Church right here in Columbia is working on their new website, which will be called churchcolumbiamo.com. That website will be churchcolumbiamo.com. Go out there and check them out. Look up, go talk to Pastor Rich Forrest and tell him you heard it right here on the show. Also, support the friends that support us. With the times being the way they are, you know, we've been out of in-service church for a while. And for all the services that are opening back up, letting people back in, sometimes maybe your security isn't on point. Go by there and see my man Jesse at Jaguar Self-Defense. Go by there and see Jesse at Jaguar Self-Defense. They can help you with your church security. Make sure everything is up to date. Make sure your people know what to do. And also, if you're looking for to be able to have some self-defense classes, where if you out like to walk this time of year and it's getting darker earlier, or if you want to go out there shopping, where you can keep yourself and your family safe, go by there and check them out. Jaguar Self-Defense. Also, the Joshua House has October 31st, keep saying the date, have to have it. It is the annual fundraiser that's going on. You can go by there and check them out. October 31st, I believe that starts at 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Where you can go out there, and they have all kinds of items out there for sale. Go out there, look at it, furniture and all kinds of different things. So go out there and check them out. October 31st. Also on October 31st at the Joshua House down there in Jefferson City, you can also get a piece of the Holy Smoke, what they call barbecue. They're going to have some plates out there for ribs and chicken and steak. That's also being put on by Smoking Moles down there in Jefferson City. So go by there and check them out. You know, if you want to go by there and see the have to have it, and also get a little some barbecue on that same day. October 31st is the date that they have that going on. Also, remember, Joshua House is also having their Unstoppable Praise concert, which is November the 7th. November the 7th. Please put that down on your calendar. It's going to be virtual. So go to their website. Go look them up on Facebook, Joshua House. Or even reach out to my brother, Adrian Hendricks II. And let them know you want to be a part of that. You want to see that. I was there last year as the MC, man. Had a blessed time doing that, man. It was such a blessing. My wife, my daughter, even Elder Wilson was out there, and we jammed and we had a good time, man. And I danced all night, just about. Unstoppable Praise going on, Joshua House down there in Jefferson City. I think the address is 1136 East Dunklin in Jefferson City, Missouri. So check them out. And if you're not in Missouri and you want to see the Unstoppable Praise, look them up online. I'm telling you, it's right there. We'll get all the information to you in a little bit. Also, parents, pay attention. Listen to what I got to say, because this right here is going down. The Columbia Independent School had their opening for junior kindergarten and kindergarten. To get more information, if you would like to put your kids in junior kindergarten or in kindergarten, please reach out to Kari Dwile at admissions at cislinos.org, or you can just call them at 573-777-9257. That number again is 573-777-9257. That's Columbia Independent School. Also, going back to the Unstoppable Praise, if you want to go to that Unstoppable Praise and you're looking for an outfit, please see my friend Taylor Green at Beloved Boutique right there online. You can go check them out, man. I'm telling you, she has some great things for you online. This is an experience that you will never, ever get any other place in the world. Check them out at shopbelovedboutique.com. That's shopbelovedboutique.com. Also, Jaguar Self-Defense. I think I forgot to say the website where you can go and see them. The website is www.jaguarselfdefense.com. Jaguarselfdefense.com. Go check them out. Tell them you heard it right here on the show. Lastly, before I get to some more music, our friend who we just had on the show, Pastor Ronald Wilson, he dropped off the information and all those times for their service and everything is at Eastern Standard Time. So those times are Eastern Standard Time. I'll just go there, check them out. Eastern Standard Time. So if it's 12:15, that means it's 11:15 right here in Central Time. Or if it's 1:15, that means it's 12:15. So check them out. Also, you can go check out the website right there at KingdomTodayGSO.com. KingdomTodayGSO.com. If you want to see what their services look like online, go to Kingdom Vision Life Center on their Facebook page. Kingdom City Life Center on their Facebook page. That's it for me, y'all. I hope y'all had a blessed time. If you missed any part of the show, I got another interview coming up right now. Not right now, but shortly. And then, you know, I'm going to get on out the way.
This is so heavy. And it's bringing me to my knees. And I'm crying out, Lord, I need you now to come and see about me. And why is this life so hard? And why do you seem so far? But if this cup won't pass, help me to stay steadfast. Let your will be done. You get the glory from this. You get the glory from this. No matter what I have to go through in this world, as long as you get the glory from it. You get the glory from this. Yeah. You get the glory from this. No matter. Story to tell that no matter what I've gone through, I've been trying and came out true. So let your will be done. You get the glory from this. You get the glory from this. No matter.
Welcome back to the show. Like I said, we had a great show lined up for y'all. Got another call on the line on the beloved boutique Zoom line. We have Miss Tiffany Smith. Tiffany has written a book, and I think this book is going to bless a lot of you all out there that's dealing with a lot of different things that's going on in your life.
But Tiffany has been blessed to write a book. Tiffany, how are you doing today? And welcome to Straight Talk.
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm blessed to have you on. And, you know, and I look forward to you being able to bless some of these people that's sitting here in Missouri. And hopefully you can help them in areas that they haven't even thought about before. Mm-hmm. First thing first is, let's get the audience to get to know a little bit about you. Tell us where you're from and a little bit about your background.
Okay, I am originally from Wynn, Arkansas. I live in South Haven, Mississippi now. I graduated from the University of Mississippi, also known as Ole Miss, and I've been in this area since graduation. I'm a wedding planner full-time, and I recently wrote and published a book.
Wedding planner full-time in what I like to call the Memphis area. I really don't call that. Yeah. I don't call that Mississippi. Sure. I kind of call that. That's Memphis. That's Metro Memphis up there. South Haven. I got a lot of families up there. Shouts out to the Montgomerys up there in that area. Olive Branch, Mississippi is actually where they are. But you wrote a book. And so tell us the name of the book and how did the Lord bless you with writing this book?
The book is called Love Letter to Grief, Learning to Walk by Faith. And I wrote the book roughly a year after losing my husband. And the book kind of started with me writing a love letter to him the day he passed. And I posted it on Facebook. I had a lot of people who reacted to it, reached out to me. And for me, I've always enjoyed writing. So I would periodically just be very transparent and open my heart up and just let people know what my inner thoughts were. And so I started posting these love letters online periodically, and everyone kept saying, I hope you're planning to write a book because this is like so inspirational. And although I was going through a grieving process, I just allowed it to be something to help myself and others. So that's how it started.
That sounds like a lot of strength. Because, you know, people who go through that type of grief, the last thing they want to do mm-hmm. is really, you know, like write a letter. Like they just, it's some, I mean, like you had enough, the Lord has blessed you to be able to write a love letter to the person that you wanted to spend the rest of your life with. And then that turned into something bigger. How difficult was that, you know, to be able to put those words on paper? As you are dealing with that grief?
Mm-hmm. It actually was the easiest part. When we were growing, he was my junior high school sweetheart. So of course in junior high back then, you didn't have cell phones. So we would write each other love notes while we're in class and exchanging while we're walking through the hall. So that was something we always did. So writing was the easy part. And so I would find myself laying in bed at night, unable to sleep or waking up with these intense, just heartbreaking emotions. And I didn't really feel comfortable calling people because I didn't want to make, I just felt like calling someone and having them hear me in that state was unfair. And so I didn't do that. Instead, I would just write it. And so it's the second I typed it and pressed send, I just felt better. And sometimes I didn't even post it because it was too raw. Like I would write it and I would read it and be like, oh, I don't know if people can handle this. But at the same time, I felt like the people closest to me kept saying, I'm here for you. If you need me, let me know what I can do. And so I felt like I needed to kind of change the way we view grief and people who are grieving. And so I took it upon myself. I was like, well, if you're really my friends and my family, you're in my corner. You need to know what this feels like. I don't want to have to go through this by myself. So I'm going to post these emotions and let people kind of hear it for themselves. So it was easy to type it. It was sometimes harder to be so transparent because it was like, there was some, like I look back now and I can't even believe I was able to write those things. So, and I always put like a timestamp on it so I could look back and remember what day it was and kind of just put myself back in its place. And it was, even now, it was great because I'm able to see how far God has brought me through that journey. Because you hear people say, oh, you're going to be okay. And as you're going through it, you're like, there's no way. Like, there's no way I'm going to be okay because you're sitting in it. But after a couple of months or a couple of weeks down the line, you look back from day one to day 20, and you do see that you've made progress. You do see that some days are a little more bearable than others. And so it's just kind of a journey. So the writing part was the easy part.
Yeah, then I was going to say, what would you say to someone who's, dealing with that type of grief? Losing a spouse. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's different. And not trying to say that any other person that's close to you is passing is is above another, but right. When you lose a spouse, this is a person that you spent your days with, nights with, pay bills with, like mm-hmm. everything. What would you say to someone who is, I know you have your book and I don't want to give a lot away, but what can you tell them right now, if they're in that moment and listening to this show?
I think that grief is so personable and every journey is so completely different. Like, I can sit with someone who's lost a child or a parent or a sibling or a friend, and although I won't be able to understand that exact pain, I know there's pain. And so I think the thing I would tell to anyone that's going through it is to allow people who have some knowledge of it to walk with you, because it's impossible to walk the journey by yourself, whether that's through counseling, spiritual leaders, family, friends, people who've walked the journey before. Allow people to walk it with you. And what I would say to the people who haven't experienced it, count your blessings, but prepare, because grief is one thing that none of us can escape. So you may not know what to say and what to do, but sometimes saying that exact thing translates to the other person that you do care. And so it's such a difficult journey. But just being able to be transparent with one another, not try to pretend like you're okay, because that doesn't help you or anybody else. So if someone texts you and say, "Hey, how are you doing today?" Don't just say, "Oh, I'm okay," for the sake of making this situation comfortable, because you're not comfortable. And it's okay for the people closest to you to know that. And so if someone texts and says, "How are you?" and you're literally on the floor crying, say that. Say, "It's a tough day. Like, I literally don't even know if I can get off this floor." And you will be amazed at how many people will come in and surround you with prayer, blessings, their time, and just help you through it. So if no one's ever told a person exactly what they need, they can't help you. So wow. I would just say, try to be as transparent as possible.
That's it. Tiffany, tell us, where can people find this book? Where can they get this book and be able to read over this and to help them through these situations?
The book is on Amazon. They can search on Amazon by the book title and my name. They can also go to Instagram and Facebook. I have a page for the book on both sites. You can purchase it there, or they can purchase it directly through me just by contacting me and I can ship the book to them. I also have a book trailer available on YouTube if they want to kind of click on that just to kind of get more information about what the book is about. But I don't want people to feel like, "Oh, well, I'm not grieving. I'm not going through anything. I don't really need to read this book," because it's about so much more. Like, it's about friendship, love, family, forgiveness, faith. And so even if you've never gone through it, it's still something that you can read and it can resonate with you. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. What do you tell people that, that may be saying like, I'm not dealing with that, so I don't want to deal with that. When you say that, like, just because you're not dealing with that, the different phases of life, though, mm-hmm. how can you help folks who may say like, "Well, mm-hmm. I'm not dealing with grief, so this book may not deal with me." Does right. that help? Can it help them prepare You know, because nowadays with COVID being out there, I mean, things could change in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I was going to absolutely say that. It can help not just necessarily prepare, because I don't want people to feel like, oh, like I need to prepare myself for something bad happening. But we're in such a time where people are isolated from one another. Life has changed so much, and people don't even realize they're grieving anyway. And it may not be death. It could be you're grieving social interaction. You're grieving being able to get out and feel normal. You haven't seen your parents or your grandparents, and you know, family gatherings have been minimized. Your kids are not able to see their friends. Like, it's not death, but it's still grief. Like, you're still grieving this process. So I know a lot of people who have read the book during this COVID time and said how helpful it's been to them, because they didn't even realize what they've been feeling emotionally has been grief. And so I think it's helpful for that exact reason.
Wow, this book covers everything. Not grief is not just death. It's everything that goes on. Yeah. Like you just said, especially in these days and times, some people may have grief after this upcoming election.
Yeah, definitely. Like, seriously. And I've had people who have gone through like breakups, and they say, you know, I've been having this emotion that I couldn't quite label. And then they say, after reading your book, I realized I've been grieving this ideal of what I thought I would have. And with the divorce, they realize they've been in a grieving process. So it covers every aspect of life.
Yeah. So when you hear the word grief, it's not always associated with the passing of someone.
Right.
It could be a lot of different other factors. Tiffany, I'm so glad we had you on the show today. Thank you so much. Once again, could you let them know how to follow you social media wise if they want to follow you? Because I know you have some other books coming up also.
Yes. So I'm actually working. This sounds crazy. I'm currently working on 9 different books.
Wow.
Yes. So I can't like expand on exactly why there are so many, but it will make perfect sense once all the books are put out. But I'm currently working on 9 different books. But again, the book is called Love Letter to Grief, Learning to Walk by Faith. You can find it on Amazon. There's also an Instagram page and a Facebook page. Just type in Love Letter to Grief, Learning to Walk by Faith.
All right, y'all. And if you miss any parts of the show, please go back, get the podcast. Podcast will be available right at 5 o'clock, right after the show. So go check it out. If you missed any parts, if you couldn't write it down fast enough how to reach out to Tiffany, please do that. Tiffany, we're so glad to have you on the show. Keep up the great work. So blessed that we was able to connect. Love Letter to Grief. Get that book, y'all. It's out there on Amazon. Tiffany, thank you so much for coming on the show. Any last words?
No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about my book.
No problem. And then when you get done with those other 9, let me know and we can get you back on. Thank you so much. I will be back with more Straight Talk to wrap the show up right after this.
What's up, everybody? I'm Dorinda Clark Cole, and you are listening to my boy, Ricardo Montgomery. Right here, y'all, keep it locked. We got some more music for you.
Tennessee, little small house, big family, 7 kids and I'm the baby, but I'm grown now and I'm like, praise the Lord, cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door, and it's so, so loud, and I'm gonna take it. We never went hungry, so now I gotta make that money, and I'm making my daddy so proud. That's where I get my sound. I know that it can hear me now, putting on for my town. In town, I'm gonna take it. I told y'all I'm gonna make it, and when I make it, I'ma bring the whole hood with me. Hey, they say, girl, what you? Ooh. kids and I'm the baby. But I'm grown, I'm grown. Memphis, Tennessee. Y'all mind if I dance? Rock with me, rock with me.
Are you tired of the online experience that gives you the same old runaround? Are you looking for an online shopping experience with people that you know? Also an owner that you can talk to? Try Beloved Boutique. Beloved Boutique is a mid-Missouri-based online boutique supplying the latest trends in curvy, jackets and outerwear, accessories, shoes, and the newest styles that fit your fashion needs. Beloved Boutique has a fast shipping so that you can have your look in days. And yes, the everyday prices are affordable. So go to belovedboutique.com. I know they have something for you at Beloved Boutique.
Hi, I'm Lisa. In these challenging days, staying safe is a high priority. Either you are trying to be healthy or keeping your family safe, I'm glad to join Jaguar Self-Defense. Since I started classes at Jaguar, I can use the training I learned the same day. I love that my family can train together from the ages of 5 to 70 with classes Monday through Saturday for an hour and very affordable, which makes this mom feel good for keeping her family safe from danger. Jaguar Self-Defense has great training classes like Police Officer, Krav Maga, Kali, and IDS training. If you're looking to better your church security or private classes, they have trainers for that too. If you are looking for a workout and just learning to keep your family and community safe, join me at Jaguar Self-Defense.
Thank you for listening to the Straight Talk Podcast with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, the voice of Gospel Radio. Shouts out to our sponsors, Beloved Boutique. Go check them out at shopbelovedboutique.com. That's shopbelovedboutique.com. Check them out. And also go by and check out our friends and sponsors over at Jaguar Self-Defense. Jaguar Self-Defense. Go by and check them out at JaguarSelfDefense.com. That's JaguarSelfDefense.com. Looking for the next show? Don't worry. It's coming up right now.